And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. And today's theme is influencing people. We've had two guests previously who have influenced people in one way or the other. We'll get to our third guest in just a minute. Before we do, though, we have that coupon to give away. It's getting near lunchtime, and this is a coupon for a free sandwich or a free salad for the new Urbane Cafe opening up in Oxnard. It's the intersection of Rose and Gonzalez, a beautiful new building there. Beautiful build out. You want to check it out. I'll give this away to the second caller at 639-0008. 639-0008. You can be the winner of this coupon from Urbane Cafe. As I said, today's theme is influencing people. All three of my guests influence other people in the course of their jobs, each with their own unique style. My first guest, Chris Hillman, influenced people through his words and his melodies. My second guest, Dr. Chika Onyanwe, influences Americans' opinions towards Africa through his newspaper, the African Sun-Times. My next guest uses charm, guile, political rhetoric to shape the future of an entire city of 107,000 people. Mike Tracy was first elected to the Ventura City Council in November 2009. He was appointed to the role of deputy mayor by his colleagues in December of 2009, and he will serve as deputy mayor for the first 2 years of his four-year term. Mike is a product of Ventura. He grew up on the Avenue. He attended E.P. Foster Avenue School, De Anza, Ventura High Schools. Upon receiving his AA degree in liberal arts from Ventura College and a BA degree in sociology from Cal Lutheran in Thousand Oaks, Mike joined the United States Army. He served in the Army as an X-ray technician there and then came back to Ventura County, joining the Ventura County Probation Department, later as a social worker in the Big Brothers and Big Sisters program of Ventura County. In 1975, he joined Ventura Police Department. Mike and his wife Linda, a retired teacher of the Ventura Unified School District, met as students at Ventura High School and have been married for, get this, a commendable 40 years. During his career in the police department here with the city, Mike worked as a patrol officer, detective, investigations, and administrations. He currently serves on the boards of the Boys and Girls Club of Ventura, Caregivers, and the Police Activities League, and the Salvation Army. Welcome to the show, Mike. How are you today?
I'm fine. Good morning.
And good morning. Good morning to you. Well, thank you for joining us. I always love to have you come in because I like to talk about what's going on in each of our cities, and you being the deputy mayor of Ventura. Let's start and talk about Ventura. What's new with city council here in Ventura?
Well, we've been Monday night was our first night back after a long break, so we actually took took the month of August for a break. Mm-hmm. And so Monday night was our first meeting back, and was sort of catching up on everything, getting back in the groove. So Monday night we've got one particular issue facing us. It's an appeal of a land use decision on a building that's being built out on Telegraph Road, and so that'll be, I think, a time-consuming matter, and we'll have a lot of input from the public on that. There's a lot of people who are interested in that.
Oh,
the
so
outcome of
a
that.
Lot of people pro and con on this. Now, right. Land use issues are always very interesting to me. So describe for me the process. If I want to develop some land, I come to the city, I say I want to develop some land, I give them some plans. It goes to the planning commission, planning department. They look at it. They give their approval. And then if I don't like that approval, I can always come to you as a city council and say, hey, I want to overturn this or I want you to reconsider it. Is that correct?
That's correct. And you know, those are rare, actually. I mean, most decisions are made, you know, at the staff level or they through the planning commission process. The matter is handled rarely. But occasionally, you know, we do get an appeal of a decision, and then ultimately it's up to the city council to make those decisions.
All right, so you guys are going to play tiebreaker here.
Exactly.
So let me ask you, what's at issue here? What's the
There's a commercial lot on Telegraph that was someone is proposing to build a senior living facility on, and in the people who own that commercial lot also owned an adjacent residential lot, so the project that's being proposed is going to be built on a commercial lot and a residential lot that encroaches into a nearby neighborhood. So because of that and then the size of the building, the neighbors who live in the adjacent neighborhood are concerned about the impact on their neighborhood. It's kind of a dispute that arises out of the desire to have infill and also to maintain the integrity of neighborhoods and keep those.
Always a thorny issue, because when you're talking about people's homes, of course, you're really talking about their castle, and it strikes very close to people. It gets very emotional at that point. All right. Well,
it'll be an interesting matter.
Be very interesting. And, of course, you can watch all of the city council meetings on CAPS TV Channel 6 if you get that in the city of Ventura as
Absolutely.
Well. Okay, cool. Well, now, this Monday, you guys were back after your little hiatus there for the month of August that you normally take, and you were tackling an issue that is really important to environmentalists here in the Central Coast of California, something that everybody's got an opinion on. You were worried about trash bags. Tell me, what was at stake here with trash bags in the city of Ventura?
Well, as you know, there was a statewide initiative that was actually kind of fell apart. It didn't go as far as it could have gone. And so council members Brennan and Morehouse brought forward a policy consideration, which is essentially to take up staff time to work on an ordinance or to work on a project. If it's a significant enough amount of time, then it requires the entire city council to bless that and to say, okay, let's move forward. They both were proposing that we develop an ordinance banning the single-use plastic bags in the city of Ventura. And they were asking us to approve the use of the city attorney's time and other staff time to put that together. So as the discussion went on, council member Weir modified that proposal to not really to suggesting that we not do an ordinance, but that we just study the issue and that we figure out ways that we might minimize the impact of plastic bags. The final vote was 4-3. I was on the minority side on that, and my position was simply not that I don't recognize the value of the effort or recognize the significance of the problem, but I just felt that at this particular point in time, we've got plenty of other issues that we're dealing with in the city. We've reduced our police department, our fire department, all of our city staff, to the point that I'm concerned about their ability to just do the basic things that we need to do as a municipal government. So I'm not necessarily opposed to the concept. I was just, at this particular point in time, I'm just not sure it's a wise use of our resources.
It's more of a question of timing than it is in intent.
Absolutely.
In this case.
Okay. Yes.
Well, now, in Ventura, we have the technology group, and help me with the acronym. I think it's VCT squared or something like that, for group that's looking at initiatives in technology areas. Is there such a group for environmental issues as well? And if there's not, why don't we start a citizens group where they could start to investigate these things and not take city and staff's time to do it?
That's a great idea. I don't know if there is one of those or not, but that would certainly be a great idea. I think it might be something for us to look at.
With as many people concerned about the environment as we have here in Ventura, that would seem to me to be a natural that people could jump on board with that. All right.
And, of course, because we have so many people concerned about the environment, we have a terrific place to live. So it's you know,
a
double-edged sword.
Can't have
exactly.
Absolutely true. Now, one of the most controversial and perhaps contentious issues right now facing downtown Ventura has to be the addition of the new blue monsters that they have on the street corners called parking meters, which are actually, in fairness, the blue parking meters that you see down there, if you've not been into downtown Ventura, are very space-age. They're solar-powered. So that's environmentally cool. They actually manage multiple car parking spaces. So it's not one parking meter for every parking space, which is also very, very cool. However, it's been met with sort of mixed reactions, Mike. So how would you describe, it's too early to tell the effect. I mean, they've only been in place for a couple of days now. But what is the intent behind the parking meters downtown? What is the city council thinking the parking meters are going to improve or manage?
Well, downtown parking has been a problem for many, many years, and the intent of the parking meters is to better manage the on-street parking. As you know, we have a lot of free parking lots where you can park for 4 hours or longer without any fee, and while those lots have been there for many, many years, they've really been underutilized because it's just easier to park on the street. And what I think we're already seeing is that many of the employees of the shops on Main Street have moved to those all-day parking lots. In other words, they were tying up the convenience space on the street. And I was down there on Main Street Saturday and Sunday helping out the police department and the other city employees who were offering advice and information to people about the program. And by and large, the response has been pretty positive, particularly, in fact, from out-of-city visitors.
No, that's interesting. Tell me more about that, well, because they're the ones I think would be the most impacted by this.
Well, they're impacted, but, you know, it's not uncommon to have paid parking in many cities.
Certainly Malibu has it. Some of the other cities.
Exactly. I was in Vancouver over my break, and Vancouver, Canada has it. It costs about $5 an hour for on-street parking there, but all those parking spaces are filled and the shops are thriving. And I think what we'll find out is that, going back to the tourists, most of them were happy to pay the money for the convenience of parking in those locations, and they weren't surprised at all by the fact that we have paid parking because, as I say, it's pretty common around Southern California.
So the objective is to free up parking on Main Street, and if you've been into downtown Ventura since the parking meters have taken effect, it has made a considerable difference. It's like you can see tumbleweeds rolling down the street because there are no cars parked to block them, which is interesting. But
exactly.
My question to you is this, Mike. As you look at it, there was a cost to putting these things in. There's going to be some revenue that comes in as a result of it. What are shopkeepers expecting that's going to be the net-net effect for them? What's the net-net effect going to be to the city for doing this? Is this going to be a solid investment for us?
Well, I think it will be in the long run. And like any investment, it may take a while to see that it's paying off. But the whatever revenue we do bring in over and above the cost of the program will go directly into the downtown, paying for amenities there, cleaning the streets, you know, landscaping, et cetera. The expected turnaround on this is about 4 years, and in 4 years we will have paid off our original investment. And at that point there will be significantly more revenue going to the shop owners. However, the number one reason for putting them in is to manage the traffic. It's not about revenue. It really is about managing the parking, not managing the traffic, but managing the parking.
Managing the parking. All right. Now, let me just play devil's advocate, if I can, for a minute. At the harbor, they put in a parking system down there trying to manage parking at the harbor as well. I don't know what the payback period was for that, but they scrapped it after almost 18 months of that. Now, we've got a four-year break-even window here for the downtown. Why is downtown's management of parking going to be different than the harbor? Won't the managers of the businesses down there at some point say 2 years into this, hey, wait a minute, we've had enough, we want to go back to the free parking?
Well, you know, I'm not real familiar with what they did in the harbor. I don't think it lasted very long at all.
No.
I mean, I think they called it off pretty quickly. So I don't know if the dynamics there are just different than our downtown, and I suppose it's possible that at some point in time we may say this isn't working. Even in the downtown, I'm optimistic that it will work. I think the technology of the new systems are so much more efficient and user friendly than you know. You don't have to carry around a bag of quarters. You know, you can use an ATM card. You can use coins. I just think it's going to be a much better system. I'm certainly hoping that it'll work.
Oh, great. We're talking to Mike Tracy, everybody, Deputy Mayor of Downtown Ventura. Mike, we've only got about a minute left. In that minute, what are your top priorities for the third quarter of 2010 as a city council?
Well, obviously, you know, we still face a lot of revenue issues. We're working with the business community to increase our tax revenues and to create a more vibrant business community. The auto mall is one area of our where we're putting a lot of attention, and we're hoping that we can make some progress in continuing to develop that part of our business community. Just making sure that in the coming year we have the funds to continue to do the essential services that are so important to the people of this community.
Well, making
sure that as we get move into the budget cycle after the first of the year, that we're able to continue the many services that people in this community expect.
Great. Mike, it's been too long since we've had you in the studio. I want to have you back sooner, particularly as we go into budgeting season. We'll definitely put it on the calendar to do that. We've been talking to Mike Tracy, everybody, Deputy Mayor of Ventura. Thank you so much, for being a guest on Brainstorming with Billy
Appreciate
the Brain.
It.
And that brings us to the end of another show, Billy the Brain. You've been listening to us here on KKZZ Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. We're on every day at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ. Coming up next is Living Your Inspired Life with Susan Burrell. Go out and make it a wonderful day today. Remember, the leaders of the past didn't hold with today's conventions, and neither will the leaders of tomorrow. We'll talk to you on Thursday. Take care.